Hello again, and welcome to another totally original Geek News podcast, Almost Daily. I'm Andrew McDonald, and we're going to talk about some things that happened today that you might care about. First off, Google I.O. was today. This is Google's big developer conference that happens every year, where they show off the new technologies coming to Google, Google Workspace, Android, etc. It was boring. Incredibly boring. The first hour and a half was basically Google trying to say, hey, we know you've heard about ChatGPT and OpenAI and Microsoft Bing has it, but we have it too. And these are all the ways we have it. And these are all the ways it matches up. But yeah, first hour and a half was that. And then the next hour and change was, by the way, Android, Pixel, Pixel Fold, Pixel Tablet, things that honestly people cared about more. A mainstream press kind of crowd would care about more. Google, lead with that stuff, then kick out the press and the media, do the other stuff that developers really care about. But again, this was probably to, you know, kind of tackle their shareholders, make them feel confident about like Google has a plan, that the, you know, Microsoft isn't going to run away with the whole search thing. But I could be wrong. You know, I asked for a second opinion. I asked 11 Labs AI what they thought of the press conference. They basically said this.
Blah, 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 blah. For an hour and 20 minutes, then they finally talked about Android and then told us to stay tuned for hardware announcements.
So this guy from 11 Labs, this AI voice, didn't much care for it either. Moving on. Hollow Knight sequel, Silk Song, has been delayed. We've been waiting for it forever. It was supposed to potentially come out this year because it was a part of the Xbox showcase last year where they said all these games will be released in the next 12 months. What's happened? Nobody knows. They have not said why they delayed this. We just know it's been delayed to maybe sometime in 2023. But this company is basically Metroidvania, Hollow Knight, that was super successful the first time around, and this was the sequel to it. As they said in a Twitter post, we just got an update. We planned for the first half of this year, but development's still continuing. We're excited to see how it shapes up, and we'll let you know closer to release. I guess if they plan for the first half of this year, it should be somewhere in good shape and nearly done, but it's clearly not done. So fingers crossed for the end of the year, I guess. I don't know. Silk Song was coming out to Xbox, was coming out to Switch, coming out to PC, probably coming out to PlayStation 5 as well. Typically, it always comes out to PlayStation 5, so we'll see how it goes. And last but not least, some things you might not care about, but, you know, kind of noteworthy, MTV News is dead. MTV News is the latest casualties of cutbacks at Paramount Global. It was 36 years old. Funny story. I am about to be 40 years old, so I'm 4 years older than this. I didn't think MTV News was still a thing anymore. And for you children out there who have no idea what this is, MTV was a music video channel a long time ago that specialized in talking about music and music videos. And then MTV News was a part of it where every half an hour or so, they would cut in between commercials and videos and TV shows and say, like, in the news, music-related, this happened for about a minute, 2 minutes, and it was surprisingly effective. But yeah, surprised it actually still existed, and apparently it doesn't exist anymore. Mourn it wherever you can find MTV, because God knows I don't know where it is anymore. Mr. Beast, you know, big famous guy, apparently bought a whole neighborhood for his employees to live in. Mr. Beast, aka Jimmy Donaldson, who's 25. My life is meaningless. Casually is buying an extensive property in North Carolina neighborhood for him, his employees, and his family to live in. In the last 5 years, he's bought 5 homes, most of them off market, for an approximate total of $2 million. So basically, he's been walking up people's houses and just being like, I want to buy your house. I'll give you blank number of dollars. And people have been doing it. Apparently, there's only one holdout person in that neighborhood who hasn't sold their house to him yet. And it's because they want their kids to finish school in the neighborhood, so they're not leaving. But apparently, yeah, Jimmy's gunning for your house. And you better strike while the market's good, because maybe he won't. But yeah, I mean, that's Mr. Beast, who can do whatever he wants to, except run a raffle on Instagram, giving away $50,000, because he just got in trouble for that the other day. So if you entered it, you're probably not winning. And last but not least, Apple announced actually yesterday that Final Cut Pro and Logic Studio are also coming to the iPad later this month in May, towards the end of the month. big deal because these are big deal programs. They've been probably getting more popular with influencers, social media people, people making posts like this right now. So you'll be able to take that stuff on the go. Final Cut has been a $300 program for roughly the last 10 years. You buy it once and you never had to pay for any upgrades, which is kind of awesome. So there's a lot of people kind of disappointed and annoyed that, oh no, I have to pay for Final Cut. It's $5 a month or $49 a year. Honestly, those are pretty good prices. I mean, Adobe would charge you more for their Adobe offering and everything else attached with it. So, you know, each one's $5 a month or $49 a year. So if you only need it for a month, buy it for a month, $5. And if you don't need it, don't buy it. You'll be fine. You know, it's okay. It's not a terrible thing. either way, like I said, quick one, not a crazy ton of the news, but Google did announce some good things today. Like I said, tablet, fold, et cetera. If you have $1,799, check those things out. But main takeaway, Google I/O was super boring and I regret everything and watching it this afternoon. See you tomorrow.